Coming up now on WNCW is this week's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. I'm your host, Paul Foster. We're going to talk about farm beginnings with the Farm Beginnings Coordinator with the Organic Growers School in Western North Carolina. My guest this morning is Nicole Del Cogliano. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Nicole, let me first of all ask you, how has the Organic Growers School handled itself over the time of the COVID-19 pandemic?
We've been really reaching out and offering a lot of guidance and support to the farmers in our network. A lot of our programming that's in person sort of ended right as the shutdown kind of happened. So in early March was kind of our last in-person events with classes. We did have a spring gardening series that did have to go to Zoom for 4 weeks. But in general, our in-person trainings have stopped, and we've been putting a lot of resources on our YouTube channel and through our social media, and we have some listservs through which we communicate and support farmers. So a lot of it has been resource sharing and really trying to help farmers navigate some of the support systems that have been presented recently.
You, of course, teach farm beginnings. So how does this work? I understand it's a year-long process of training.
Yeah, that's right. So we've been doing Farm Beginnings. This is our fifth year, and we're slated to have completed 75 graduates by the end of this September. The class had started in October, and we actually weren't able to complete our last class in March. So I have 15 students right now that have been doing classes and workshops and conferences since then to really learn not just the how to farm, but the business side of farming and planning and management and marketing. And so as the class got disrupted at the end, the students and I have been in touch, you know, over Zoom and email, and I've been trying to help them navigate the changes that they've been experiencing as the supply chain has gotten disrupted and as marketing channels have gotten disrupted as well. A lot of the younger farmers in a more vulnerable position. And so I'm seeing this with some of my Farm Beginnings graduates that have businesses, that are maybe 1 to 4 years old. So new farmers already have more exaggerated barriers, particularly with relation to access to land, access to capital and financing, and marketing channels. A lot of my Farm Beginnings graduates are in farmers markets in the regions, but they maybe don't have like a full membership. So they have less stability with the dates they're able to show up. And then when all these markets closed or were figuring out how to allow vendors to sell, newer farmers like them didn't have as much standing to be able to have a place at the market. And then a lot of younger and new farmers also that are graduates have sold to restaurants because that's a pretty high-end market and also one that you can just let them know what you have week to week. It's not like you have to show up at a market and have a whole plethora of stuff. And so when that shut down, a lot of them also saw revenue streams dry up right away. So I've been helping support them to understand what their options are, looking at the different financial resources have been offered regionally and also nationally through the Small Business Administration. And then also what I've seen is some interesting adaptations. A lot of the students, you know, may have been in markets, and then when that dried up, they started to do more online, use their social media networks to develop online delivery systems and pickup systems. And then some have gone to developing CSAs, a community supported agriculture, and also doing some home delivery. So they've had to innovate and adapt. So at Organic Grower School, a huge piece of what we do is connect farmers to each other that are new and beginning, but also with more experienced farmers. So we have a pretty good network. And Organic Grower School, during this time, we convened virtual farmer calls. So I think I really saw the new and beginning farmers in Farm Beginnings, like hearing and listening to the more experienced farmers through the network to try to understand what people were doing. And that's a real strength that I've seen going on during this time.
You're listening to the Friday Feature on WNCW. We're talking with the Organic Growers School and the Farm Beginnings Coordinator, Nicole Del Cogliano. Nicole, I wanted to just simply ask you, does the need for new farmers remain?
Absolutely. I mean, I think what we've seen with this pandemic and the crisis, you've seen a lot of anxiety in the consumer base as supply chains in the food system have been disrupted. And that supply chain has always been fragile and reliant on factors that make it really unstable. And I think those of us in the local food movement have known that for a long time. And I think you're seeing more and more people in the general public beginning to understand why, if a pork plant in South Dakota closes, why we're going to see barer shelves in our region. And so I think there's a real opportunity here for people to support local agriculture and to understand and see why buying local is not only safer and healthier and fresh, but it also supports local jobs and the local economy. And at the same time, Carolina had lost 4,000 farms in the last 5 years. We were fifth in the nation in 2012 for farms selling to wholesale, and now we're 10th. And so we've lost a huge amount of farms. That's 9% of the farms in the last 5 years. And so local farms want to grow as much food as they can and supply as much as we can locally, but we are not currently positioned to be able to meet the consumer need for food in our region. I think it's critical that we continue to train people to become farmers, and not just in the production methods, but in the business and financial planning. And that's a huge part of Farm Beginnings, because it has just become so obvious to me during this crisis that the farmers that have graduated from Farm Beginnings, they have the data and the systems in place that they need to adapt. So, for example, if you don't write down your production planning, you can, which means what you plant and seed and then what you harvest. And if you don't know what that is, how can you adjust that when a marketing channel changes? Because what you plant for a restaurant is going to be different than what you plant for a market. And so I've seen my students, they know they have the data, they know their revenue data, they know their income, they know their expenses. And so they can say, okay, I know I'm going to have half my revenue. Where can I trim in my expenses? I know the restaurants want this. I don't have that outlet anymore. What can I change for a different marketing channel? And so hopefully, if consumers can continue to support local agriculture, that will help with building that local agricultural economy. And we need more and more farmers.
We certainly hope we have caught someone's attention this morning that has been thinking about a farm, becoming a farmer. I mean, how could someone get in touch with the Organic Growers School if they wanted to learn more about you guys?
Yeah, if you go to our website, organicgrowerschool.org, there's a farmers tab, and you just look up Farm Beginnings. There's a lot of information on the website about how to apply. The program starts in October, and at this time, we are still planning for in-person classes while also planning what that would need to look like if we needed to go virtual or online. And this year's class will be in Sylva, North Carolina. Yeah, there's a lot of information there. My number is there. You can always get in touch with me as well.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
Friday features are also available as a podcast on our website, wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.